Verlust lässt sich hart zu Boden gehen und die Welt zählt laut bis 10.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
skin is like metallic. Thank you.
It's Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it's Sunday, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. James Baldwin said, "The most dangerous creation of any society is the man who has nothing to lose." Anyone who has ever struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Are people happy in Johannesburg?
That depends on which people you're talking about. When we speak of people in Johannesburg, we have to be specific in that in South Africa, there are two separate communities, and that's the white community and the black community. I will speak for my community. I think we are happy. We dance, we sing.
About is to fight and liberate ourselves. What will happen after that?
Hi, everyone. This is Kevin once again. You're listening to the Jazz Corner and 1-to-1 for a Sunday. Some of the material that you will hear today is from a previously recorded program that we're going to air, but we didn't get a chance to because of a massive music weekend last weekend here at WRCT. So please try to erase some of the dated material that you hear. I'll try to edit it out, but if I can't, just don't go there. 1-to-1 continues in the Jazz Corner for a Sunday.
A lot of people on TV didn't expect a war like this to happen in, let's say, certain neighborhoods.
This is not a developing third world nation. This is Europe.
These are prosperous, middle-class people. These are not people trying to get away from areas in North Africa. They look like any European family that you would live next door to.
What could be a difference here from other conflicts, you know, that could seem very far away, you know, in Africa or Middle East or whatever. I mean, these are Europeans that we're seeing being killed.
This isn't a place, with all due respect, like Iraq or Afghanistan. You know, this is a relatively civilized, relatively European, I have to choose those words carefully too, city where you wouldn't expect that or hope that it's going to happen.
Wow. That was you choosing your words carefully? That was the careful version? So what were you going to say if you weren't choosing your words carefully? I just hope the next time this happens, it happens back in the Middle East where it belongs. Here's the thing, people. Here's the thing. Beyond the racism, right? Let's forget the racism. Oh, how I wish we could forget about the racism. You do realize that until very recently, fighting crazy wars was Europe's thing. That was Europe's entire thing. That's all of European history. They even had something called the Hundred Years' War. You understand how long that is? That's like a decade. They got a Nobel Prize because they stopped fighting. Imagine that. Now people are going to be like, oh, to see this in Europe, to see this. Like, I'll tell you now, I don't know about you, but I was shocked to see how many reporters around the world, by the way, seem to think that it's more of a tragedy when white people have to flee their countries. Because I guess what, the darkies were built for it? I mean, you see how they run in the Olympics, Peter. Clearly God has given them this talent for a reason. I totally agree. I mean, even if this wasn't a war, these people would probably be fleeing their homes for fun. It's just who they are. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up, and one of the events is from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly, Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Wyndham Pittsburgh University Center, which is located at 100 Linton Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. And it's their annual fundraiser, and tickets can be purchased by going to their website at info@allapgh.com. For more information, go to info@allapgh.com. Okay, you can email them at that address. And there are tickets available. And that's from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly. So that's some information there for you. coming up next weekend. It's a massive music weekend here at WRCT Pittsburgh. And we have music that you've heard before or never heard before. A lot of different specials coming up between Friday and Sunday. So be sure to stay tuned to this station right here, 88.3 FM, or www.wrct.org for all the details. Today there is an event coming up around 6 p.m., and that event is the event on the conversation about his current exhibition, Who Are You? The Black Yahoo Gardeners and Farmers of Pittsburgh Co-op will provide a farmer's market with planting and kits provided by Soul Sisters Plant Nursery. And other events include story time with Latia Buck, with the reading of Amber Learns the Alphabet, and a performance by the Cam Chambers and Band. And quarterly community days are sponsored by UPMC and the UPMC Health Plan. So that's it for now.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.